Welcome to this Rock the Flock podcast. Listen to the full two-hour show each Sunday from 7 to 9 p.m. on 89.7 WJHO.
Welcome to Rock the Flock for the week of Sunday, August 24th, 2025. I'm Greg Wyckoff, your host. What is Rock the Flock? Well, I'm scripted to say it, but I'm always off script, so it's really simple. It is the home for Christian independent artists, where they have a place to come, a place where their music's played, a place where they get to share their testimony, and they get to bring the Word of God to the show. That's a mouthful, but it's really easy. This week, I'm blessed because I believe this is the first duo. Now, I've had husband, wife, and it's kind of funny to have that over who talks and who doesn't, because it's, and I'm really excited today because I have a duo today, and it's going to be fun to see who answers what and how they, but I have a feeling this group right here, this duo is special, and I can't wait for you to hear what Jenna and Zoe have for us today. Thank you for joining the show.
Thank you so much for having us, Greg. We are so honored, so kind.
We feel so blessed to be here. We're excited.
Yeah.
Excited to chat today.
Well, I'm so excited because y'all are superstars. And, you know, I'm
you're silly.
I'm just in this little studio, and the Lord has blessed you to be in front of all different types of people and crowds. So, you know, he's moving, like I told you, his spirit, the Holy Spirit's moving in you. And when we come back, we're going to dive all into that. And like I say, I like to get the shovel out and just dig in because, you know, here we go, Lord.
Yeah, let's go. We're ready.
All right. We'll be back with Jenna and Zoe right here on Rock the Flock Radio. Welcome back to Rock the Flock Radio. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for joining us. This week, we have the honor and the blessing of having the duo, Jenna and Zoe, on the show. Thank you again for taking the time. We bounced back in the schedule. We kind of worked around some things, and here you are.
Here we are. We're so happy to be here.
Well, tell us, because a lot of the artists on the show probably know who you are, because you guys kind of play in the same areas, and kind of, you know, I love how the Lord is working and up there. And but let's, for those who don't know, because we have listeners all, like I told you, all across the country, and we have listeners outside the country, but most importantly, you have an orphanage in Uganda of 32 kids that love to listen to this show.
That's so cool.
That's amazing.
Wow. So
praise God.
It is awesome. I have a pastor friend that runs that orphanage, and they absolutely love it.
Well, hello out there. It's so good to, thanks for listening, tuning in.
Well, tell us who are the duo, or who are individually Jenna and Zoe?
Thanks for having us again, Greg. We're so excited to be here. This is Zoe. My name is Zoe.
I'm Jenna.
Jenna. I am originally from Connecticut, and Jenna is originally from Houston, Texas. And we met in 2014 at Belmont University. We both moved to Nashville to study music and pursue worship leading, worship music, Christian music, everything that kind of fell underneath that umbrella. And we met, we're instant friends. We just kind of connected over our love for God and the same kinds of music. We loved the same artists and the same songs, and we were just kind of kindred spirits in that way. So all of this really started off of a really genuine and fun friendship, which has been really cool, a great foundation. And we started working together more seriously when we started writing together and taking a couple gigs as friends. Jenna had gotten offered an opportunity to open for a band, just a college band at Belmont, and she kind of tapped me to do it with her. Mm. So
I was like, yes, I will do it. I'll open for your band, but only if I can bring a friend.
Phone a friend, and that she did. And so we ended up practicing together and writing together and doing a couple little things like that around town. And it just was really natural to sing together and to write together and to plan sets together. We loved the same, you know, songs and the same types of music. And so it just really started to flow from there. And it's so funny. We always say that we never had, we can't remember ever having a serious sit down business conversation to say, okay, do you want to do this? Are you in? Like, sign the papers, handshake, let's do this. It just really, the takeaway that we both have from that season of our life was that it made more sense doing music together than it ever really did apart. Mm-hmm. And all of my strengths were Jenna's weaknesses, and all of Jenna's strengths were my weaknesses, and they just kind of came together really beautifully. And our voices are similar, but they but they're different, and the way that they blended together. One of the first times we ever sang together, we had a woman come up to us and ask us if we'd been singing together our whole lives. Mm. We were like, oh my gosh, no, this is actually our first time singing publicly together. And she was like, well, are you guys sisters? And we were like, no, we're just friends.
Sisters in Christ.
Yeah. And she said, well, I believe that this is an ordained partnership. And we've always really been moved by that and kind of clung on to that and feel that way as well. That our voices were just made to sing together. And it's been amazing just having, you know, another person in the fire with you for all of the ups and downs that come with Christian music and music in general. So we are a worship duo. We live in Nashville, Tennessee, and we are pursuing writing music, writing worship music, performing worship music. And we have a love for the body of Christ and for the church.
We love the church.
That's where our heart really is. And so, yeah, that's a little bit about who we are.
Wow.
I don't know if you want to add anything, Jenna, but yeah,
I think you got it.
Okay. Awesome.
Yeah, you do have it, because all you did say, you brought her on for the ride, didn't you? And look what what happened.
I just cheer her on.
Yeah. Now, this is what I love, too, about talking to the artist, because you left your homes. Now, are your family still in, you said, Connecticut and Houston?
Yeah, my whole family is still in Texas, but Zoe's parents actually live here now. They followed her here. They couldn't stay away.
Yes, I begged them to move to Nashville.
We all did.
And they did move to Nashville, which has been so awesome. Such a blessing. I love having them here.
Well, is it tough to be there when you don't have them?
You know, I miss them, and I really wish that I could, you know, have dinner with my parents sometimes, or, you know, help my siblings raise their kids more hands-on. But I love my life in Nashville, and I know that I'm supposed to be here. So the confidence and peace that I have that God called me here, and my whole family knows that God called me here, and they agree, and they see that for me. So that makes it a bit easier to be away, but I do wish I could have, you know, Sunday night dinner with my parents and go over and see my sister's kids, but I get to see them more often than you would think, and so I'm thankful.
But you said the line that I was in a meeting last night, and they asked me, what is it about the show? And I said, because all the artists that move, whether they move away from their parents, I've had artists move away from fiancés.
Oh my gosh.
To come to Nashville. And because they're coming for a purpose. You know, you're in Nashville for the Lord's purpose. And you know that, and you see that. And people can say, well, how can you be there and your parents are in Connecticut? Well, because you're doing it right now, if God is number one in your life, your family's number two in your life, it makes it a little bit easier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, if you have everything in order, it just makes everything run smoother.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Now, do you get to go home often? Do they come down? You said you have siblings. They're all up there?
I do. Okay. Yeah, I do. We both do. We both have siblings. And I do get to, I would say my mom or dad will come to visit maybe once a year. But I try to go back to Houston, honestly, around five times a year. Mm-hmm. So I feel lucky. get to do that.
See, I have my dad lives in Houston. I have a brother and sister that are married and live in Houston. I lived in Houston.
That's amazing.
Yeah, and that's part of part of my testimony, how I arrived here. We won't get into that, but pretty cool.
That is so amazing.
Cool. Pretty cool. Well, thank you. Thank you again. You two are, you're the dynamic duo. That's what I'm going to say. You just, you can see why God put you together. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just like you like twins are, you know, they have this, they just know each, you know, how twins know each other. God's put you together and he's equipped mm-hmm. you with that.
Yeah.
To go out and do his work.
Yeah. I do feel like, especially when we're leading, we can have that almost twin telepathy type connection where, sometimes we just both know where the Spirit's leading us to go. You know, if we're not on set, like on script or following an exact set list, and we're just flowing with where we feel the Spirit's leading, sometimes we'll start singing the same song or sing the same ad lib. And it's just, it's really cool and really special every time that we lead together, because it always feels like this is clearly what God designed for us to do. Because it doesn't feel the same when I lead alone.
Amen.
It's also, you know, there's a special thing that comes with doing it with somebody else, because I think, especially in Christian music, I think there's just a tendency to get the line really confused on how much of this is about me and how much of this is about God. And we're all just human beings, so we're going to get it wrong sometimes. Mm-hmm. And even sometimes unintentionally. And just because we're prideful people. And so I think there's also the Lord's protection and his like mercy over the both of us to be able to do it together. Because the minute that I start to think, oh my gosh, it's all about me, you know, however many followers we have or listeners we have or attention we're getting or not getting, positive or negative, like, oh my gosh, this is all a reflection on me. It's a good reminder, even just to have somebody else in the picture to either help me come down to earth and remind me that it's not all about me, but also I always have to share the spotlight. And like, that's a really good thing for my soul.
Yeah.
To be able to just be doing that and
totally
just say like, I am not the center of attention. And that is absolutely the Lord's grace on us.
Like every success is shared, which also it's more fun to celebrate things with others.
Yeah.
But also then it's never just look what I did. It's we did it together and God did it through us. But then also every failure is cushioned, because if things don't go the way we want them to, we're in it together and we both believed for it. And it's really special to be in partnership.
Yeah.
It's cool. Amen. Well, I'll tell you what, when we come back, one of my favorite parts of the show is the Bible verse. So I can't wait to dive into that. We'll be right back with Jenna and Zoe right here on Rock the Flock Radio. Welcome back to Rock the Flock Radio. Whether you're listening on the airwaves of 89.7 WJHO, listening online at 897WJHO.org, or like I like to say every week, you scroll past all these podcasts and you got stuck on this podcast called Rock the Flock and you can't get off of it. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. It's all because of these wonderful guests. And this week, again, the dynamic duo of Jenna and Zoe.
Hello.
Hi.
I wanted to say Wonder Twin Power Activate, because that's, you know, that's, I'm that old, you know, I'm that old to know what that show is, you know.
So good.
All right. Well, this is the time of the show to bring the Word of God to it, because we can sing, we can play instruments, we can walk it on the streets, talk it on the streets. But if we don't get into the Word of God, there's just no meat behind it.
Mm. Yeah.
So what verse have you prepared for the show?
The verse that we want to talk about today really is, it's Psalm 23 as a whole. And this song that you're going to hear from us later, really was birthed out of a season of despair and heartbreak and confusion, where we really needed to know that God had a plan for us and that we could find peace in him as a good shepherd. And I felt the Lord call me to really dive into Psalm 23, to memorize the whole chapter, and just sort of speak it over myself, meditate in what Psalm 23 has to say. So I would love to read it for everyone to hear. But
yes, ma'am.
Psalm 23 says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely your goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Mm. And I just really like buried myself in that scripture because it seemed to speak to all the pain points that I had of unsure what the direction for my life was, unsure if I could trust that God really did know what's best. And really, I didn't know how to find peace and just like rest in the stillness of knowing that he is God and he's in control. And it was a really amazing thing because as I surrounded myself with Psalm 23, I was constantly having conversations with believers or going to Bible studies or listening to worship music that also was all about Psalm 23. And I could really see the evidence that God wasn't just speaking Psalm 23 to me, but it seemed to be something he was really speaking to his people at large, because Psalm 23 seemed to be everywhere. I had other friends who told me that the Lord told them to memorize Psalm 23. And I am in this, you know, girls' Bible study, and we started really learning what Psalm 23 meant and diving into like the cultural significance of all the pieces of that chapter, and really, you know, what a shepherd's role was and how he cared for his sheep. And it was just amazing to see. And it's always amazing to see when you really feel something on your heart that the Spirit is teaching you. And it, as you speak to other believers in community or even outside of your community, you see that God's teaching them the same thing. And I always think it's really cool to tap into what God is doing in his kingdom as a whole when he speaks to his people at the same time. I think it's really special. Mm-hmm. So that was a really moving thing for me, that verse just carrying me through. And even still, I'll speak it over myself when I feel anxious or unsure. But also to know that that's something that God was really, you know, impressing upon the hearts of all of his people at the same time was really cool.
Well, that's cool because it all ties in to what was said in the last segment that, you know, we don't always do right all the time.
Mm-mm.
But what does that shepherd say? What does the Bible say that shepherd will do? That shepherd will lead the 99 mm-hmm. to go find the one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah. So... What a powerful scripture you brought to the show. That the listeners would just tune into it, that what a shepherd does, he guides, he protects. And if you don't have that protection, that's a big topic. We could talk a lot about that because, you know, I talk a lot about the spiritual realm. There's a fight going on, and it's not flesh. You know, the Bible says it's principality against principality, and if you don't know what that means, look it up. But thank you for that, because we need to hear more of that. That no matter what, no matter the highest of mountains or in the valley.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're not going to fear because the Lord is with us. The good mm-hmm. shepherd is with us.
Mm-hmm. It's so good.
Yes.
It's so good. And there's so much to that piece of scripture to help with navigating uncertainty and disappointment and anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing I learned specifically about the piece of Psalm 23 that says he anoints my head with oil.
Mm.
There's a pastor friend of mine named Laura Pereno, who's just amazing. And she was teaching us a lot about Psalm 23 in our small group. And we were talking about how the cultural significance of that is that the shepherds would pour oil on their sheep's heads, and it would get these bugs off of their, out of their wool that try to go in their ears and bury themselves into the sheep's brain. And I just think that that's such a powerful visual to think about the Lord anointing your head with oil so nothing can get into your mind that that's not supposed to be there. And that's just something that I really cling to. Like sometimes I'll think of, you know, anointing oil is just like this power from the Lord, but it's also protection and like his marking. And to think about that oil just being like a shield that he's pouring on you to keep your mind fixed on him and to keep the enemy out of your thoughts, I think is really powerful.
Amen.
So good. Wow. Amazing.
Well, is the dynamic duo ready when we come back to talk about your music?
We are so ready. Twin power engaged.
I'm
we
ready
are
too.
Ready.
And I'm ready to hear this song too. So that's going to be really cool.
Oh, thank you.
We'll be right back with Jenna and Zoe right here on Rock the Flock Radio. It's Rock the Flock Radio. If you're just tuning in, you've missed half of a totally amazing interview, but you can catch it on the podcast. So don't worry about it. The podcast comes out on Monday, right around noon, and it's on Apple, Spotify, and that's about as far as I go. I don't know the rest. That's enough for me. You're laughing, but I'm seriously a simple person.
Honestly, I know. I'm laughing because me too.
Well, because like what you said, we worry about how many people watch our streams when we go live. How many people follow us, which I call connect on this show, but for the sake of conversation, I'll say follow. But if we're not, it doesn't matter if we have 1,000 followers, because if we're not leading the 1,000 followers to the Lord, we're just simply not doing our job.
Amen. Yeah.
Amen.
So good.
Well, let's talk about your music, but let's have a little fun first, okay?
Yeah.
Have you ever, and this is off the wall question, have you ever gotten up on stage and forgotten lyrics?
Oh yeah,
for sure.
Oh yeah.
Is it better that with a duo that one can kind of fill in and go?
100%.
So there have been so many times where one of us has missed an entrance. That's more, I feel like, what happens with the two of us nowadays. Churches and places, they're so good with there's a little, what they call a comfort screen on the back wall if you've never been on a stage before. And so it kind of gives you, it's almost like a teleprompter, and it gives you sort of the lyrics to the worship song. So you're looking at the same thing that a lot of the people in the congregation are as well. So these days, most of the places we go have one of those. But so a lot of times it's more that I'll miss an entrance, or Jenna will miss an entrance, and the other one will kind of just come right in.
Yeah,
catch it.
Like if you miss the first, we're so tuned in. I know that if a song is starting and she misses the first word, I'm coming in.
Yeah, like you were the word. It's like, oh, she
I'm
didn't sing it.
I'm coming in. I'm coming in. And vice versa as well.
Oh yeah.
So having the buddy helps, but you know, there have definitely been gigs where the words weren't in the back of the room, and maybe we were asked to learn a new song for that gig, and we have to, you know, say into the mic, can we get the words in the back?
Oh,
yes. It's real. It's real.
We have done that before.
You just make the most of it, and I think people understand.
Yeah.
Cool.
It's so funny.
What instruments do you play?
I play the piano. Mm-hmm. I play a tiny bit of guitar, but no one's probably seen me play guitar in about 10 years, so there's that. And I'm hoping to pick it back up again, but piano is really, it was my first instrument. It's the instrument I'm most comfortable on and what I will play for us usually whenever we go out. And I love it. So, yeah.
I can dabble a little bit in the piano, but I don't play for us. Zoe does.
Okay.
Zoe's way better than me, but I can make it happen for myself, but yeah.
Well, all right. How many songs have you written?
Ooh, that's a great question.
I honestly have no idea.
I have no idea.
A few hundred?
Yeah, it's got to be a couple hundred. I mean,
We started writing together probably 9 or almost 10 years ago, I would say, is when we started writing our very first song together. So 10 years.
I mean, it could be
of songs. It could be
a thousand.
It could, you know?
Because I think, yeah, we are, you know, someone who's wanting to be a songwriter in Nashville is probably doing more like
200 a year.
Yeah, we sit more in like the 100 a year range. Sometimes less than that if we have a really busy year of travel. Mm-hmm. Like one year we just were out of town a ton, so we just weren't writing as much. It's somewhere between like 70, 100 a year. So, I mean, we could probably be at
750.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm not a songwriter because I think I have three that are in a shoebox in the top of my closet that are 30 awesome. Years old.
That's awesome.
Then you're a songwriter.
Yeah, exactly. It counts.
Now, do you write together, or do I know like some artists go to writer's rounds, or do you have a group of artists that you kind of, I'm going to use a real big word and everybody's going to be proud of me on this one, collaborate with?
Nice. Yeah, we do. We have, you know, we love to write with new people, but we do have kind of our, you know, regular people that we do write with that we know we collaborate well with.
Our
styles just blend in a way that create songs that we all really like. Mm-hmm. You know, I feel as though we'll spend some time writing on our own, usually to come up with like ideas and song starts that we'll finish together. But most of the time we're writing together with, you know, one or two other people.
Mm-hmm. Kind of come up with a chorus or the kind of concept of the song. Say, here, this is kind of what we think it should be. And
totally.
Here, fill in the blanks.
Yes. Totally. Yep.
Okay. Cool. Well, all right. You have sent a song to me, and
we're
going to play it. Let's talk about it.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's called What I Didn't Know Then, mm-hmm. and we just put it out in July, so we're really excited about it. This song is so special to us. We wrote it about a year ago, and, you know, the word says that we'll overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, and this song is a testimony, and I think that that is why it has connected so deeply with so many people. We're always, you know, posting stuff on social media. Sometimes things connect, sometimes they don't. You just never know what's going to connect. But in February of this year, we just randomly put up a little video of this song. We weren't even looking at the camera. We weren't dressed up. We didn't look.
Just a rehearsal video.
Just a little rehearsal video.
So we propped up her phone while we rehearsed this song to lead it at a women's event and just, you know, see if she could capture like a, you know, a sweet moment of us singing to share on Instagram.
It was super casual. One of the most casual things we've ever put up. But I think the genuineness of it is also what really caught people's attention. And people just really started connecting with this song. And we felt very strongly about this song, but to have other people who are reaching out saying, oh my gosh, I feel like this song was written for me. This feels like my story. This feels like my testimony. The song is all about from the other side of healing from a difficult situation or a difficult journey, difficult season with the Lord, of questioning, what are you doing, God? How are you going to make all this right? I don't understand how you could be good in this bad situation. Mm-hmm. The really hard hitting questions that we all have as Christians, we can all relate to those types of seasons. Mm-hmm. And it's a song looking back from the other side of a lot of healing, of saying, gosh, I know all of these things now that I didn't know back then about who God is, about what his character is, about the way that he comforts me in my time of need. And really asking the question through that season of, is God who he says he is? And the answer really being yes, but he's better. Mm-hmm. And so when we started receiving a lot of just positive feedback about this song, we moved forward with releasing it. And we wanted to put out an acoustic version first because it's the most true form, the simplest like form of the song and the way that people fell in love with it on social media. Cause it was just, I was on the piano and a friend of ours was playing guitar and Jen and I were singing. Mm-hmm. And so we just felt like the industry would have said, put out a full band version, do the whole thing, get the electric guitars, the synths, the pads, everything, mm-hmm. the drums. But we just felt like the Lord was asking us to release it the way that people originally connected with it. And it seemed counter industry, but very kingdom. And that was a really cool process for us as artists to kind of walk that line.
Yeah.
And we're really, really happy that we listened.
It's always been important to us that our music was ministry and not just entertaining. And that's just the call that we feel on our hearts is for our music to usher people into like an intimate encounter with the Lord and leave them knowing more truths about who he really is. And it felt really weighty in a profound way. How many people were reaching out to us saying that this video of us just singing the first minute of the song was getting them through the darkest and most tragic things they have experienced, whether it's the loss of a spouse or infertility or the loss of a child or a heavy diagnosis. And we still really can't wrap our minds around the fact that this song that was birthed out of a season of like pain and despair and confusion for us, that I mean, it feels like God just wrote this song through us because the verbiage connects with everyone who hears it, regardless of what their trial or suffering or confusion is. And the weight of that felt really important to really feel and then make sure that we delivered the song in a way that kept the integrity to really continue to help people encounter the Lord and heal in the midst of what they're going through. So yeah, the acoustic version is out and that's what I'm excited for you to play today on the radio. And we're just really excited to see what else God does with this song.
Yeah.
Well, all right, would you do the honor of introing the song and then we'll play it.
This is What I Didn't Know Then by Jenna and Zoe.
It is Rock the Flock Radio, and we have zipped through another 2 hours. But one of the best things I like about the end of the show is the last song that's played on the show is 35 years old. And that tells you really how old I am, because I'm older than that. But that song meant a lot to me, and it's the Altar Boys' Life Begins at the Cross. So I couldn't think of a better way to end the show. But before we get to it, we still have this last segment with just two amazing women of God, the duo of Jenna and Zoe. You've been such a blessing. I have a lot of fun here because I say my life has always been the best seat in the house. And as you were explaining how this song has talked to people, I'm just sitting here laughing, saying, yeah, God is just, he's just working right through you. Mm-hmm. You know, his hand is upon you. His spirit mm-hmm. is flowing.
Thank you.
So you just keep pressing on that. And what you said about, yes, the industry would want you to do it this way, but I'm listening to the Lord and I'm doing it the way he wants it to be done. And you can see what it did when you did it his way.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because sometimes, all the bells and whistles aren't the best. Simple because, the Bible tells us to be still and know that I'm Lord. So sometimes we do have to break it down to its simplest form so people can hear.
Yeah. It's so true.
Thank you for having us today. It's really been a blessing and a gift to talk to you and share a little bit about our story and our music.
Absolutely.
All right, let's close in prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you again for for this show, Lord, for the artists that play on this show, Lord, to continue to bless them, to protect them. Lord, for the artists this week, Lord, that not just for the artists they are, Jenna and Zoe, but who they are, Lord, and they're your children, that you will walk with them, you will guide them, you will protect them, you will continue to bless their work, Lord. Lord, put a hedge of protection around them. Lord, send angels to watch over them and bless each and every step of their life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Thank you, Greg.
All right. Well, how can people connect with the Dynamic Duo?
Yes. Our favorite way to connect with people is on Instagram.
Yeah.
So, like we said, our name is Jenna and Zoe, and our Instagram handle is at It's Jenna and Zoe. If you look us up, you'll see a little photo of a redhead and a blondie, and that'll be us. So yeah, connect with us on Instagram. We'd love to hear from you. Message us if you heard us on the show. And you can find our music anywhere that you stream music. Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon, Tidal, Deezer, YouTube. So anywhere you listen to music, whatever but is best suited for you, you'll find us there.
Did you say Deezer?
Mm-hmm. I did.
I don't know.
It's a low key one, but it's there.
I'm gonna have to learn. Yeah, I'm gonna have to get low key and find out what Deezer is. Well, God.
Amazon and Apple and Spotify are the heavy hitters.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thank you again. You two are such a blessing. I know you've touched me. You've touched everybody that will listen to the show. Continue to do God's work. Continue to seek Him. And you're going to be okay, and you're more than okay because you're in His hands. So keep doing it. And
thank you,
like Greg. I told you off air, I can't wait to get up there because I would love to be able to touch greatness. I'd love to be able to see you. You know,
we would love that. We would love that.
We can't wait.
Thank you for having us. We pray that God blesses you and blesses Rock the Flock.
Absolutely,
all right.
Definitely.
Well, that's Jenna and Zoe on Rock the Flock Radio.
Thanks for listening to Rock the Flock. If you like what you heard, tell your friends and join us for the full show every Sunday evening from 7 to 9 on 89.7 WJHO. 897WJHO.org, 89.7 WJHO on the Radio Alabama app, or on Alexa-enabled smart speakers. This program is a product of Radio Alabama.